Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Long Cat Media presents Rockery Manor, Season 2, Episode 8. Zip.
The glamorous Carla from Kiev! Where is the talented lady? And now, from right here in Vladivostok, please welcome to tables, voluptuous Velma!
Wow, Velma's great, isn't she? Wish I could do splits and 7-inch heels. Or at all.
Here, have another vodka. It will help with your dancing, loosen you up.
I don't need vodka to dance. I'm loosey-goosey, baby.
I'll have it if you don't want it.
Oh, no, I do want it. Thanks, Crystal. Bottoms up.
English Ethel is ready for her shift now, huh?
Oh, this vodka's rough.
Well, the owner makes it himself, from his own potatoes, which he fertilizes in his own manure, if you know what I mean.
Oh, mate, no. Oh.
5 minutes until table time, ladies.
Yeah, we'll dance when we're good and ready.
Oh, I never get no respect alone.
So, how are you liking this place?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, it barely feels like work, actually. I wear a sparkly bikini, down a few shorts, dance on tables. I've been doing that for free. Yeah. Wish they'd let me pick my own name, though. Another vodka, please.
Now you are true Russian.
Am I? Oh, wow, that's cool. It's so weird where life takes you, isn't it? I never thought I'd become a go-go dancing Russian.
Me neither.
But that's what travelling's all about, expanding one's horizons.
I would not know. I've never travelled further than 50 miles from this shithole. You are very lucky, Ethel.
Do you mind calling me JJ?
You can choose to leave whenever you want. I am stuck here dancing for sailors and gangsters.
There are gangsters here?
You did not know that?
No. Wow. So are they, like, dangerous?
Oh, no, they're little fluffy kitty cats.
Are they really?
Jesus Christ, it's like talking to Scrappy Doo.
Hang on, so you're saying they're not fluffy little kitty cats?
Okay, Ethel, listen to me and listen good.
Call me JJ?
If any of the punters approach you, if they try to offer you an amazing opportunity to make easy money, you turn around and you get the hell out of here, okay?
Out of the club?
No, out. Go back home, back to your nice little English cottage with cozy dog by fire and rosebush by front door.
England's not really like that. It's a lot more depressing in real life.
Boris, you stupid shit.
More depressing than this?
It's not that bad here. I like it.
Ugh, I have seen your type before.
You mean like free-spirited? Easygoing, adventurous, a bit mad, but in a fun way?
Who are you describing?
Me.
You?
What are you laughing at?
Oh, you're serious. Sorry. Okay, how do I say this? Ethel.
JJ.
Some of the dancers here, they have had difficult time. Some are running away from bad people.
Oh, really? Well, that's sad.
They look for safe haven, but they end up here. And they make the best of it. They try to hide their scars behind glitter and vodka. It's very sad.
Oh, do you mean some of the dancers are traumatized?
Yes, exactly. And you know, sometimes the scars, they have not even had time to form. They are wounds that leak and fester. And this place, it is not a place to heal.
Yeah, defo. So who are we talking about here? Is it Carla? Because she's got sad eyes.
We're talking about you, JJ.
Me? What do you mean, me? I'm fine.
Sure.
I don't have wounds. Don't give me that look.
What look?
That judgy look.
This is not judgment.
Sure about that? Because you're reminding me of my bloody sister.
Ah, you have a sister. Do you miss her?
Yeah. I mean, no.
You should go to her. It's good to have ally in this world.
I'm fine here, thanks. I don't need allies. I'm a lone wolf. I howl at my own moon.
You howl at what? Okay.
And yeah, okay, Crystal. I might have been through some bad stuff, but in a way, it's just proven how bloody invincible I am.
Yeah.
And also, I'm having a bloody great time, thank you. You only live once, mate. So you should live every day to the full, because who knows, you might get pushed off a roller coaster tomorrow.
Pushed off a roller coaster?
So, yeah, that's... Yeah, I think I've made my point.
All right, time to dance. Ethel, you are up first.
Brilliant. Yeah, let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to table English Ethel!
Woo! Yeah! I'm mad for it, me! Hey, guys! You ready for some hot stuff?
Oh, no, this is... I cannot watch. It is too bad.
I'm a sexy wolf! I'm indestructible! Here we go!
Oh, my God, what is she doing?
Oh no, she's trying to do the splits! Oh my God, I can't watch. Please, JJ, don't do it!
Margot, come in, Margot. It's me, Davina. Pick up. This is urgent. Over.
What is it? Davina? Are you there?
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say over. You've got to say over when you finish speaking, haven't you? Okay, I'm going to say it now. Right? Are you ready? Over.
Davina, just tell me what you want. I'm rather busy, remember? Over.
So you're still underground? In the secret rooms? Over.
Yes, I'm trying to get into the filing cabinets, but they're all locked. Over.
Margot, I don't want to alarm you, but you need to get out of there. Right now. Over.
I've not finished searching. Over.
Yeah, but Jenkins just went into the tunnels at the manor. He might just be crossing the park, or he might be heading straight for you. Over.
Oh no. They'll see me if I leave now. I'll have to stay put. Over.
Oh right. I mean, maybe it'll be okay. He won't suspect, will he? I mean, there's no reason you shouldn't be down there. Over.
He's here. I have to go. Over.
Or maybe you could hide in the wardrobe or under the bed or...
I'm not hiding. Over.
Margot!
No hiding. Over and out.
Thomas? Thomas, I've been looking for you everywhere.
Oi, not now.
Wait, Thomas! Whew. You're in a hurry. Running away from work, are we?
What do you want, Alex?
You were supposed to relieve me of your bear duty. I'm dying in here.
Yes, sorry, but you'll have to do double shift. I'm looking for Gretchen. Have you seen her?
Gretchen? Oh, yes, I did, actually. She was... Stop changing the subject. I will not do a double shift. You know Hilda demands we stick to the rotor. Here.
Ugh. Alex, you can't strip off in the middle of the park.
Mummy, that bear is peeling its skin off.
I'm not getting fired because of you, Thomas. Take it.
Fine, fine. I will wear Eurowear.
Yeah, you will.
But only if you tell me where you saw Gretchen.
Thomas, you are in no position to negotiate. Here, hold the head while I climb out of this.
Please, Alex. I think she's upset.
Oh, fine. Okay, okay. So, I saw Gretchen abandon her stall in Rumpelstiltskinland. She would get in so much trouble if Hilda finds out. And she was with a strange man. He looked like he smelled bad.
A strange man? Who could that be? Where did they go?
They were headed towards the castle. Wow, you are much taller in the suit than I am. You're showing like 6 inches of shin. You have very beautiful shins, Thomas. So hairy.
Yeah, well, okay.
You forgot the gloves. Where are you going?
To the castle.
No, no, it's Friday. Your bear duty is on Hans Christian Island on Friday.
Alex, stop bothering me and go to your duties.
Fine. Hey, do you want to get a drink after work sometime?
What? Yeah, sure. Whatever. Missing people, spies, strange men. Oh, Thomas, what a mess you got yourself in.
Oh, hello. There you are. Stop, stop.
Oh, what now?
Aha, yes, it is you. Yes, the tall Eurobear. Wow, I have been looking for you everywhere. I was told to look for you at Hans Christian Island, but here you are.
You want photo? Okay, quickly.
What? No photo. I hear there is a giant earthworm that lives in the Black Forest.
Ay, not now.
Yes, he's right, yes. I think I got it right. There is a giant earthworm
in
the
Black
Forest.
Yes, fine. The earthworm. I will take you to it. Come, this way.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben look!
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
I'm not sure about this plan. Why not? I think it's really clever. And this way, I don't have to sit in a boring hotel room while you get to have all the fun. You do love all this snooping around spy stuff. I think I do. When this is all over, you should become a private investigator. Betty Armstrong, professional nosy person. Not the worst idea you've ever had. And you should become a cautionary tale about the effects of party drugs. Ha ha, very funny. God, is this the ride you're stuck on? What even is it? Looks like a giant greenhouse. It is a giant greenhouse. I drive a little cart around and tell guests about beans. Beans? Theme parks are so weird. This is my locker. Here we are. Spare uniform. Great. And I'll need one of those gross Dunkelschloss baseball caps to hide my hair. You'll have to wear one too, so we look the same. And then, tonight, we'll cut and dye your hair like mine. Back to looking identical. Like when we were kids and Mum would dress us up the same. Oh, yeah. In those tweed little dresses with bows in our hair. Remember how people would ask if we lived in the Overlook Hotel? And we'd be like, no, we live in a terraced house. We couldn't understand why everyone thought we knew Jack Nicholson. Oh, there. What do you think? Oh, it's a bit tight. Looks good. Well, it looks like a brown and yellow polyester theme park uniform, but yeah, nice. Let's run through the plan again. If anyone stops me and asks what I'm doing, I'll pretend I'm you and say I'm looking for Thomas. What if they ask why you're looking for Thomas? I don't know, I'll make something up. I'll say I want to ask him out for a drink. Is that believable? He's extremely hot, if you haven't noticed. I mean, yeah, I guess so. So's your friend Gretchen. Europeans seem to have more cheekbones than us, don't they? We're like potatoes with faces drawn on. Hey, do you like Gretchen? Nah, too much of a goody two-shoes for me. I like them a bit more rock and roll, you know what I mean?
Oh, alright.
Anyway, that's not important. The important thing is, it's unlikely anyone will even notice me. I'm just a recognisable member of staff moving around the park. Nothing suspicious at all. Foolproof.
I don't know.
Maybe it makes more sense for you to stay here and drive the car and me to snoop around. Don't be silly, I don't know anything about beans.
But I know the layout of the park better than you do. And you don't even know what Hilda looks like.
Look, JJ, if we do things my way, you get to stay off the front line. Less involvement. That's what you wanted, isn't it? So, give me the spy camera and the bug, please.
Here.
Marvellous. And we'll reconvene at the Schloss tonight. Wish me luck.
Yeah, well, good luck. Be careful.
Hello? Anyone here? We are back for another tour.
Oh.
It was so fun last time.
Someone likes this ride then. Bye, JJ. Enjoy the beans.
Hello, Jenkins.
Goodness me. Margot, you almost gave me a heart attack. What are you doing down here?
Just reminiscing. Would you like a drink? I see you've kept the bar well stocked.
Yes, I'll have a drink.
What's this?
That is a rather fine whiskey. Try it, you'll like it.
You must have been spending a lot of time down here. All this excellent whiskey. The humidifier full of your favourite cigars.
Yes, I suppose I have. One can work in peace down here. No interruptions.
Yes. It's only you and I who even know about it.
What were you reminiscing about, my dear?
The year following the fire. All that time I spent in these rooms, convalescing.
Good heavens. That was 40 years ago. I'm surprised you remember. Especially with all the opiates you were taking.
There are gaps. But I have flashes of memory. The lessons with Mother. Training to be Margot.
You stand like a little beggar girl. Chin up.
And your visits, Jenkins. I remember them. They were the bright spot of my week. You taught me to dance. And to smile again.
The dancing. I'm so pleased you remember. I've an idea. Let's put a record on.
Oh, yes, yes.
Ah, yes. Shall we, my lady?
No, no, I should go. I left Freddy with the attendant at the Tiger Shooting Gallery.
Oh, come now, just one dance. Here, let me take your voice box.
No, no, Jenkins.
We can't dance if you're holding it, can we? That's it. It'll be safe. Right here. I will care for you. You in my arms, dancing to Bobby Clyde. It's just like the old days. I tend to avoid nostalgia normally. needs the past when the present is so full of possibility. But this is lovely. Relax, darling. I can feel the tension. Relax. If you should fall, I will come for you. Margot, Katie, I want you to know, my dear, my service to you all these years, it's been a pleasure. Even keeping your precious park afloat. What a challenge that's been. A challenge I damn well rose to. Even when we were on the brink of bankruptcy. Oh, you look shocked. Well, yes. I never told you how close to ruin we were after that nasty hoo-ha 3 years ago. Well, I mean, you must have noticed. After the murders, how attendance plummeted. Hardly a family-friendly park anymore. And of course I had to pay a few people to be quiet. That bloody detective. I just didn't want to upset you, my dear. I could just deal with it, and you could dwell in blissful ignorance. My Margot. My Katie. Tell me, my dear, what are you really doing down here? Oh, silly me. You can't answer without your voice box. Or rather, you can't lie to me. No, no, no. Keep dancing until the end of the song, at least. And then we'll have a chat. But until then...
Till the end of your day.
Mamma mia! This is supposed to represent Italy. It's a little bit reductive, you know?
Okay, we are almost there.
What? Almost where?
Through the spaghetti curtain and jump!
You want me to jump out of a moving boat?
Quickly, get onto the bank.
This is very unsafe. You would not get this in my aquarium.
Quick, behind the Tower of Pizza, before the next boat comes.
Slower, please.
Here, take my arm.
Grazie. Hilda's methodology is as needlessly elaborate as ever. A secret earthworm code, and then led down a corridor by a giant bear in a land of elves? I have gone through the looking glass indeed.
This is her office. Hilda will let me know when you are finished, and I will return to guide you out.
Grazie, grazie.
Ah, Giuseppe. I saw you coming on the monitor. Come in. Make yourself comfortable.
Ciao, Hilda.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thomas! Shh! It's me, Betty.
Thomas, what's wrong?
Oh, I just stubbed my toe. Everything is normal. Over here, now.
Ow! All right, calm down.
What the hell are you doing here? This corridor has cameras, you idiot. Cameras into Hilda's office, which is literally just over there.
Oh no, do you think she's seen us?
No, it does not seem as if she has. She must have been distracted from the monitor by her guest. And this is a blind spot right here, so don't move. What are you doing here?
I saw you walking through the park with that suspicious-looking man and thought I'd follow you. Didn't expect you to disappear into thin air halfway around the ride. I figured you'd leaped onto the bank, so I followed and, well, here I am. Almost fell into the bloody water. Oh, you should have seen the faces of the other guests while I was scrambling around, knocking dolls over. So, what's going on? Who's the man?
I don't know. I was going to listen at door.
You should. Go listen, then tell me.
No, no, we need to figure out how to get you out of here without Hilda seeing.
I can just stay here, can't I? In the blind spot.
Forever? No. I know what we do.
Why are you taking your costume off?
I'm not taking it off. You are getting in. We are going to wear it together.
I beg your pardon? How exactly is that going to work?
You are very small.
I'm not that bloody small.
There is space in costume for you in front, me behind. We only need to hide you as far as ride exit.
But how do we do that? Hijack a boat?
No, we go back to Leaning Tower of Pizza. There is secret button amongst the pepperoni. It summons an empty boat. Then we climb into boat, still together in bear costume, which won't be easy at all. Ay, ay, ay.
So, should I just climb in with you?
Yes,
Here, left leg in there.
Okay.
Right leg there.
Oh, like this? Oh. Wow, this is tight and intimate.
Oh, you almost knocked me over.
No, the legs of the costume aren't long enough to cover us. Eurobear can't have four shins.
Oh, boy, this will not work. Piggyback, then. I will carry you.
The bear will have a hump, a huge hump.
No. Hilda will not notice unless she is watching Ride Monitor most carefully. And why would she?
All right, if you say so.
Okay, I squat like this, then you jump up and put your arms around my neck and legs around my waist, okay?
Yep. Ready?
Oh, boy. I am sorry for the unwanted touching of this situation, but it is your fault. Okay, I zip up now.
Yeah. Oh, God, I can't see a thing.
I'm walking now. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Wait.
Are you slipping?
No, but can we listen at the door for a while?
What?
I mean, we might as well. Seems a shame to waste the opportunity. Don't tell me you're scared. Come on, Thomas. You did march in the Galanabad, after all.
Galaniad.
You want to know, too. We're in too deep to back out now, Thomas. You must realize that.
5 minutes. Then we are getting the hell out of here before we get into big, big, big trouble.
Committee will be here in 2 days. And then... then we will have a reckoning.
Mockery Manor is written and directed by Lindsay Sharman. Music, sound design and editing by Lawrence Owen. Hayley Evanett was JJ and Betty. Lawrence Owen was Jenkins, Giuseppe, Alex and additional voices. Lindsay Sharman was Crystal the Go-Go Dancer, Margot, Davina and Hilda. Alistair Beckett-King was Thomas, and Suze Kempner was Dorothy. For more information about all the amazing fiction podcasts on the Fable & Folly Network, visit fableandfolly.com. You can also find out more about our two other shows, The Ballad of Anne and Mary and Madame Magenta, at longcatmedia.com.
And if they try to endanger you, I'll prove that I can be dangerous too, and I will love you till the end of your days.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
So now what am I supposed to believe? Is any of this for real?
Well, it looks to me like you're trying to hide.
Yeah, my mom always said, don't trust anybody.
Maybe they'd want to know where you're hiding out tonight. Did you get
stuck? Thank you for returning my license, Joseph.
That ding-dang detector pulled you.
But she was married, you know.
Stop being a little prick.
Do you have your doubts?
All right, kids. Say goodbye to Uncle Joseph.
I'll handle it.
Whoa, there, buddy.
Just saying how sorry we are to hear about your parents.
Why is she talking about you having a mustache?
You want to take a walk?
Three complete seasons of Dirt, an audio drama, are now available to binge wherever you listen to podcasts or at dirtaudiodrama.com.